ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali alayhi salam, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
The universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam in To My Brother. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time. And in today's world, overcome by evil and darkness, and oppression and slavery, and tyranny and falsehood, a quick look into this beacon of truth and justice, a look into the universal persona of Imam Ali, is greatly useful for making and changing our lives, our families, our societies, and our world into the beautiful world that Allah has planned for humanity.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: الحلم غطاء ساتر، والعقل حسام قاطع، فاستر خلل خلقك بحلمك، وقاتل هواك بعقلك.
Imam Ali alayhi salam stated, "Forbearance is a curtain for covering, and wisdom is a sharp sword. Therefore, conceal the weakness in your conduct with forbearance, and kill your desires with your wisdom."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's wonderful to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the program's To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Dear friends, it's interesting, and of course, I believe some of us, if not all of us, have thought about this. But where does humiliation come from, and where does respect and honor come from? Now, if we look through the pages of the Holy Qur'an, we will find that the Holy Qur'an says that honor and respect and dignity comes from Allah. Allah is the one who gives honor and dignity to whom He wishes. And likewise, it is Allah whom gives humiliation or disgrace to whom He wishes. Now, we must not think that because Allah is the one who gives honor and respect, and Allah is the one who gives disgrace and humiliation, that this means we have no control over the matter. right? Of course, a person who openly commits sin, who openly opposes the Almighty Allah, a person who openly does evil things, well, that person is not going to be given respect and honor by Allah. And that person themselves, at their own hands, have disgraced themselves. They cannot blame God for their disgrace and humiliation. They did it to themselves. And likewise, a human being who does good, who does righteousness, who has an honorable behavior, who has honorable and noble manners, is a righteous individual, well, that person will gain honor and respect. Now, of course, we do keep in mind that the original source of honor and respect is Allah. And Allah, when we mean that Allah is the one who mets out, who gives out disgrace and humiliation, that in itself is a discussion, of course, for a different place. But a human being has a role in humiliating themselves and in ruining themselves. Now, whether Allah leaves this person to their state and condition, and this could mean that Allah is the one who disgraces. And of course, at the end of the day, Allah has power and control over all things. But coming back to what we were saying, we find that in this discussion of honor and humiliation, Imam Ali alayhi salam says, on many occasions, an esteemed person is humiliated because of their bad temper and their bad behavior. And a humble person is honored because of their good temper and their good behavior. And so, like we were saying, a human being has a role to play in their humiliation and disgrace and in their respect and in their honor. And Imam Ali specifies this even further. He says, it is possible for an esteemed person to become humiliated because of what? Their own actions, their bad temper, their bad tongue, their bad behavior. And likewise, a humble person, a simple person, you know, who might not have a lot of social status or social wealth or a social position, but they become honored because of what? Because of their good temper, their good behavior, their good actions, their good speaking, their righteous manners. And so, yes, an individual has in their own hands whether they want to be humiliated and disgraced or they want to be honored and respected. It is up to us to make the right decisions and to have the correct temperament and to do and have the correct manners and morals and behaviors if we want to not be humiliated, and likewise if we want to be honored. A beautiful, profound lesson brought to us by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
صبح وكل اشراق ايام تبكى عيني بدمع مشتاق ايام قد لسعت حية الهوى كبدي فلا تبي ولها ولا راغي
تمام ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به اسلام چه به عنوان انسان مؤمن به هر دینی
human in general whether a muslim non-muslim or even a disbeliever respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib. This means Ali ibn Abi Talib is a global character who is respected by Sunnis, Shias, and even non-Muslims. Everyone, even the faithless people, respect Imam Ali and his personal values.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Ja'far Ja'far.
We are on two sides. Either you love Ali ibn Abi Talib or you hate Ali ibn Abi Talib. That's if you know Ali ibn Abi Talib. And that is why we find a hadith from our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. أَنَّهُ قَال لِعَلِيٍ يَا عَلِي لَا يُحِبُّكَ إِلَّا مُؤْمِنٍ وَلَا يُبْغِذُكَ إِلَّا مُنَافِقٍ. He says, oh Ali, no. That those who love you, that is a sign of iman, yeah. And for those who hate you, that is a sign of nifaq, hypocrisy in their hearts. Now we need to look before we describe what is it about Imam Ali alayhi salam that makes him loved and hated at the same time so much. We need to have an introduction to understand this whole idea or this concept of this jazibiyya, as it is known in Arabic, this attraction. Specifically in matters of personal relationships. For example, the first time I meet somebody, there could be something within you which attracts me to you. First time, I don't even know you. Yeah, but there is something you have. Maybe it is your akhlaq. Maybe it is the way you dress. Maybe it is something which attracts me to you and wants me. And there's a desire within me to become your friend. Now parents use this all the time, don't they? When they see a child, their child bring a friend home, right away they'll say, no, I don't accept this friend, or I accept this friend. Either by the way they look, by the way they dress, by the way they conduct themselves. You know, the way we present ourselves has a major impact on the way other people will look at us. This is natural. I remember, well, in university, my brother had this consulting job, and they would go into universities and they would have job fairs, right? And people who are graduating would come and apply. And they said, as he would be sitting there, people would come to apply, they would accept everybody's application. But as soon as they would come, they would put a number 1, 2, and 3 based entirely on how you look. If you're given a number 3, that means there's no way you're getting an interview because you don't meet the role of the company. Yeah, that means earrings, you have a funny looking haircut, whatever it is. If you don't meet the needs of that company, and if you'd be somebody who would embarrass that company, they don't want you in that company. So this is a major role they play.
Listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.